Monopoly saw its biggest year of sales in 2014 after being around for almost 80 years. That's according to a consumer reporting agency called Technavio. This is just one example of how the board game industry is growing. Niche Podcast is a local podcast focusing on unique hobbies and interests. Hosts Joey Lovato and Paolo Shalceda recently visited The Glass Die, a board game bar in Reno. They talked to the owner, Jeff Carter, about who comes into the bar and why.
From New Studio 110 in the Reynolds School of Journalism, this is Niche,
a podcast about unique interests.
I'm Joey Lovato.
And I'm Paolo Shalceda.
This week, we're talking about board games. So, Joey, what was the first board game you played?
The first board game I remember playing with my family is Parcheesi. It's like a really old board game. I think it's from India. What about you?
I think my first board game was probably chess.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Carter, and I'm the owner of The Glass Die. Basically, it's Reno's only board game parlor. Yeah, which, a board game parlor, like, we branded it as that when we started, but it's like, I've regressed to just calling it a bar at this point, because it's simple. Like, people know it's like drinks. But that's what our focus is, just to have craft beer, like a rotating selection of beer, and with the focus being as much on the games as it is on the drinks.
What else they got? Soda.
They have coffee?
They have soda.
Yeah, they've got
bust. Anchor Porter, yeah. Pizza Port. Peanut butter stout.
Mexican. I mean, it's always busy. Friday and Saturdays are still our busiest days, which makes sense. It's never been done in this area the way that I've been doing it. So,
what did you do before you opened the board game bar?
I did Wildland Fire for 6 years, and then 3 years of conservation work. I had no background prior to this in either the bar industry or board gaming. I mean, I guess I knew that I really didn't want to fight fire anymore, just from mentally and physically exhausting.
So right now, what's your favorite board game?
A lot of people ask me that, and I play a lot of games. Probably right now, Ex Libris, which just came out. We've already played it 3 times in the last few days.
Why do you think the board game industry is making a resurgence all of a sudden?
One is definitely that the more technology that people have in their lives, I think it's more rewarding to gather around something that's analog, like a different form of entertainment. It brings people together in a way that they really don't experience in any other part of their life for a lot of people. I mean, if I go out somewhere else, a lot of times people are just gathered around their phones. I think the big part, though, is that the board game industry right now is seeing a huge benefit from globalization, and just there's so many indie developers that have been wanting to design games their whole life, and the market is just full. It's like, it's the golden era of board gaming. Yeah, we were for a while probably adding 10 to 15 games a week to the shelf, and that one was kind of, it slowed down to, at this point, 10 to 20 a month.
Can you describe the kind of people who come into the bar?
It's very diverse. It's more diverse than I thought it was. Probably almost 50-50 split between gender, and the age range probably runs from like 21 all the way to 70. So there was one group has finished, which it's notoriously like one of the longest modern games. It's called Twilight Imperium. But so they came in, I actually opened the bar early for them because we didn't think they could finish in the allocated, I'm open 11 hours a day. So we opened at 10 o'clock and they came in and set the game up. They brought in a crock pot of breakfast food and they marathoned this game from like 11 o'clock till 11 o'clock, I think. It took them 12 straight hours.
So we are playing, I always get the name wrong, Betrayal at the House on the Hill. So why is Reno a good market for board game bars?
I think that it just has the population density for weird, unique kind of things like this to exist. And I think Reno itself it's just always been somewhat progressive place where like things like this can exist. And it's nice to see Reno finally have these things that a lot of bigger metropolitan areas have had for years.
Joey and Paolo are students at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Their segment was from a program called Niche Podcast. Learn more about it at KUNR.org.